Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as...
What am I looking at?
It's Jimothy.
It's a new internet meme has dropped. Plus, we have an update for you on a group therapy where Jordan just couldn't find a date.
An update... He found a date.
Mike wants to know if he's a jerk.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. Why Lexington gets all the good felons and more.
Oh, great. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So the World Cup has come to a close and Spain... are the
shocking,
world,
right?
Are the world champions. It's weird because I hadn't really followed soccer as closely before the World Cup.
Yeah.
One of our resident soccer experts here in the building, Jory, he's on Sunday mornings. I asked him who he liked, and he said Spain. He was like, Spain.
He called it.
Yep. He was like, I like Spain, especially over Argentina. He said it's super hard to win two in a row because Argentina just won the World Cup the last time they did the World Cup.
And so Messi won.
No, Messi played for Argentina, not Spain.
Well, no. For Messi's won before, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was very emotional last night.
Yes, he has won before.
Camera was kind of zeroing in on him.
Well,
he was cheering up.
The biggest story was Messi had a viral photo of him bathing one of the soccer stars for Spain when he was an infant.
5 months old. It's insanity.
No, it's
like
absolutely insane.
Messi was 20 years old back then.
Yes, yes.
This kid is now 18.
19 years old,
18,
yes.
19, and he is a star for Spain. And my
goodness.
Was
on the World Cup winning team. And Messi
facing off against
Messi.
Him.
It
was
just
holding for a calendar photo shoot for charity. That was wild.
I know. What a wild, wild moment. Of course, there were all sorts of stars in attendance. One of the cool things was Justin Bieber of... I mean,
he got some hate for this, for bringing down like the tempo, but it was amazing.
Well, he did not lip sync.
Nope.
He was doing it live,
and he sounded incredible.
He did. But the coolest thing was Ted Lasso
introduced
him out.
First half of halftime, knocked my darn socks off.
Spectacular, baby.
I mean, how the heck is anyone gonna be able to follow that?
Gonna be tough.
Yep. Yeah. You know what I think we need? We need some heart. You know, someone that has some soul. You know, someone who can bring the love. Who? You think of what I'm thinking?
One step ahead of you, coach.
You always are. All right, young man, let's go. It's your big shot. Okay. Now listen to me. Go out there. Don't be nervous. Nobody's watching.
Right. And nobody's watching. And there was a sign. You know how Ted Lasso has Believe?
Yes.
It was Believe.
I love it.
Yeah, Believe.
It was the perfect transition because I think you needed something like that to change the tempo
sure.
the way they did.
Yeah. Because like a
little
skit.
Like super high energy, all the things. And then it's Bieber and a guitar.
Yep.
And it was sweet, and that was the perfect way to transition into it. And to explain it, I think we need some heart.
I liked how there was a video showing after his performance, Justin Bieber's performance, he just spent like 30 seconds walking from the middle of the field off the stage. No, nobody escorting him. He was just walking with his guitar off the field.
I was looking to see if he was joining in the final number.
No.
Because
no,
Shakira just walked over.
Shakira, by the way, fantastic.
She looked amazing. She sounded amazing.
This ain't her first rodeo.
No,
like, she's been a part of the World Cup for 20 years.
Yeah, that's
and
her thing.
You can tell that she's like, I got this in the bag.
She understood the assignment.
Good. Also, one of my favorite highlights from the World Cup halftime was a rendition of Seven Nation Army done by the Muppets.
That was unexpected.
Done by Dr. T.
That was a sharp left turn.
The Electric Mayhem.
Yep.
They had Animal on drums.
Yep.
Muppets on the guitar and bass. String orchestra.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. So that was
kind of
cool.
Chris Martin kind of curated all of it, and I think he did a great job.
Yeah. So anyways, World Cup is now in...
How long has that been going on?
Over a month.
I was going to say,
yeah.
We don't now know what to do with our lives,
It was mid-June when it started. So yeah, so it's been over a month. Women's World Cup starts, I want to say next year or maybe a little over a year. Okay. So it's like the Olympics. It's like every 2 years there's something.
The other thing about Bieber, did you happen to see that he popped up at Fanatics Fest?
Yeah, he's a really good athlete.
But yes, that was on display because they had, I guess, all these different like sports skills challenges.
Yeah.
Basketball. Yeah, he's shooting football, 3-pointers. Soccer, ping he's pong, kicking. Boxing. Yeah. Like he's doing all the hockey. And he's facing off against other celebrities, but I think other fans too.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up like being the champion and then donated $10,000 to all the fan competitors.
Yeah, I was going to say that Bieber's had a glow up the past probably 5 years. He's been really overcome his kind of teenagey angst sort of
persona. More than teenagey angst. He's been through some stuff, and you could tell.
Oh, for sure. But he's
coming
through
on the other side.
Yep. Happy for him. So yeah, World Cup finale. Last night, and Spain is the winner.
And you can see all the, you know, the performances, all the things, the recap at WDJX.com. That's up.
Yeah, Argentina second, and then it was England was third, France was fourth. So that third place match was wild. It was like 6-4. That's it.
Oh, wow.
To show you, like, they don't score a whole lot of goals in soccer. 6-4 is quite a huge
wild
number. Yeah, for sure. We were talking about the FIFA World Cup final earlier on 99.7 EJX. The fact that their stars were in attendance, of course, it being there at MetLife Stadium, which FIFA renamed New York, New Jersey Stadium because MetLife wasn't an official sponsor of FIFA, so they couldn't call it MetLife Stadium. That being said, there were a bunch of stars in attendance. One of the funniest memes that I saw was a shot of Matt Damon in the audience there at the FIFA World Cup and going, dude is literally anywhere but going home, referring to the Odyssey.
The Odyssey,
yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that he played Odysseus. And that was number one movie by far over the weekend at
we
the box
it.
Office. So, yeah, my wife and I saw it too.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we've seen a movie like opening weekend.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And that was one of those movies that I felt like you had to see in the theater.
Sure.
And I think that
the seat was rumbling with the sound.
It was one of those huge blockbuster movies, that's for sure. And it kind of made me want to go back and watch Troy with Brad Pitt and Eric Bana, right?
Yes.
Because that's kind of the prequel, unofficial prequel to what The Odyssey is.
Brad Pitt, yes. That was a well-casted movie.
Yes, it was. And the Odyssey was, there were so many different stars in that movie.
Some of the choices were odd, but I thought that he said he was talking about how difficult it was to shoot that movie. It was like 8 months at sea. Like they were all real locations.
The
they
salt
weren't relying
water,
on
yeah,
you know,
was,
CGI to come up with the backgrounds. It was just unforgiving.
Yeah.
But then, you know, but Matt Damon was really talking about the fact that he actually had wardrobe people carrying his armor when all the other stars, you know, all the other actors were carrying their own armor.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they would have long journeys to get to the locations.
An Odyssey,
every
if you
day.
Will.
Yes. Like the long walks to get up to these areas where they were shooting. It was unforgiving, but they said it's, you know, obviously very worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all filmed in IMAX film, which was, I guess, very unusual to do an entire movie like that, because you can only film for like 3 minutes, and then you have to change the film.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And it's really loud. So they had to build these casings around to kind of muffle the sound a little bit, because it was really distracting.
Interesting.
To be able to kind of do the dialogue when you got this really loud camera right in your face.
The dialogue was great, but that was by far, and that was his best opening weekend movie ever.
I'm gonna throw some shade at Tom Holland though. I'm so like, why Odysseus's son didn't have
Tom Holland is Odysseus's son.
Yeah. Didn't have the DNA to be a more fierce warrior. I was like, That's sad. And I, again, I don't remember if they described that in the book or anything like that, but it's like, he didn't, he wasn't able to fight as fiercely as you kind of want. Plus, he's Spider-Man, so you know he can.
Sure.
But I was like, huh. Well, his son is kind of not.
I remember a fierce leaning warrior. Over to my wife during the movie and going, I need there to be some sort of Jason Bourne, like Matt Damon going off scene. And
he did.
I will say I wasn't disappointed. Yep. Let's just say that.
But I needed his son to get in there a little bit more. Mm. Like he did help.
He helped.
But I was like, come on now, this is your moment.
Yeah.
Father, son, fighting everybody in the room together.
I will say I thought Anne Hathaway did a good job.
She was amazing.
Yeah. As Penelope, his Odysseus's wife, who waited 20 freaking years for him.
I mean, that's dedication. She is standing by her man. And Robert Pattinson, though, slimy.
I will
awful,
say, yes,
awful
he plays a good one.
Yeah.
He plays a real good one. So, yeah, The Odyssey, number one over the weekend at the box office. Definitely one to catch in the theater. Time for some jokes on 99.7 JX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the challenge where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses for this trophy. And I believe I actually have the trophy. So.
Okay, I'll go first. Losers go first. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Bought a little bag of air yesterday.
Did you?
Yep. Company that made it was kind enough to put a few potato chips in it as well.
Oh.
Air with a hint of barbecue.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, I told my barber I wanted my hair cut like Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yeah. Gave me a booster seat and two pillows to sit on.
Savage. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Told my teenage son that when I was his age, I used to get 10 CDs in the mail for a penny.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought I was lying about what a CD was, what a penny was, or what the mail was, or all the above.
Probably all of the above. It's you laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a sock and a camera?
What is the difference between a sock and a camera?
One takes 5 toes. The other takes photos.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Does anyone ever get bored and turn on Netflix and then decide you're not ready for that kind of commitment? And then you grab your phone and you scroll on Reels for 4 hours?
Is that you?
1,000%.
Kelly, I got a new car.
Yeah.
Can't understand like 90% of the new tech stuff involved.
Oh.
Like when I'm backing out of a parking space, dashboard plays a video of a person getting run over by a car.
So difficult to figure out. Like, what's that even about?
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 And apparently,
hey,
there's bad steering too.
Ben, the older I get, the more I understand why witches from fairy tales moved out into the middle of the woods and put curses on anyone who disturbed them.
That's right.
It really feels reasonable at this point.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
So you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly, there's a gang going around Louisville.
Yeah?
Systematically shoplifting clothes in size order.
Oh.
Yeah. Police believe they're still at large.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I used to have an uncontrollable obsession with buying large boats.
Did you?
Yeah. Thankfully, the anti-buy yacht ticks
helped.
Yeah. Anti-buy yacht ticks.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Someone broke into the local police station.
Oh, wow. Bold move.
Yeah. Destroyed all the toilets.
Oh.
They have nothing to go on.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They don't. Because the toilets were stolen. Wow, yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, after my funeral, I want one of my friends to take my phone and text everyone, thanks for coming.
Oh, that's scary.
How unnerving would that be, right?
Be crazy.
To get that text.
All right, this is you laugh, you lose. Then the police, who apparently can't catch a break,
yeah,
had someone steal all the cop car wheels.
Oh, no.
The police are working tirelessly.
They are.
Try to find the perp.
They are. It's a bad day at the police department. Dang it. Hey, Ben. I hate it when you can't figure out how to operate the iPad and the resident tech expert is asleep because he's 5.
Hmm. True. So you laugh, you lose. Kelly, I saw my doctor yesterday.
Yeah.
Showed him my hemorrhoids.
Oh.
can you believe he ignored me and kept pushing his cart in Costco?
Yeah, you should probably set an appointment for that. You should probably set an appointment for that.
Just ignore
me. That's not the place, sir. You took yourself out. Oh.
It's all right. It was about time to wrap it up anyways.
I had more, sure you did. I know our one viewer on YouTube was really enjoying this He was really enjoying this episode. I'm so glad they chimed in about how much they're enjoying it.
All right. Anyways, it's You Laugh, You Lose. Here, take the trophy.
Thank you.
You ever try to switch seats with someone when you're driving? It's 99.7 DJX.
No, that's probably frowned upon unless you're stopped. You get out, walk around.
Right. I'm saying
without getting out. No.
You're just in the car. You're parked, obviously.
Yeah.
And have you ever tried to switch seats with someone?
That's harder to do. You just get out, walk around.
It is. And you're thinking, well, why wouldn't you just get out and walk around? Well,
right.
When you're the star of a Setting the Bar story and you're pulled over by police, then
you're making
maybe,
bad choices anyway.
Yes, exactly. Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to put the car in park.
Oh.
And switching seats.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay, because then this happens. That's the sound of the car in reverse.
Uh-oh.
As they're trying to switch seats there. Fernando there in Florida, he got pulled over and was trying to do a little switcheroo with his passenger and forgot to put the car in actual park.
Yeah, maybe, that's a key first step.
Yeah, maybe only made it up to reverse because, you know, reverse is what? Is the one right under park? Is that how it works?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
So anyways, got it up into reverse, was trying to do it quickly, and it backed right into the police car.
It hit the car?
Yes.
No!
Thankfully, no one was hurt. Fernando did try to just kind of mosey off, like open the passenger door and just get out and start to mosey off.
And when you say mosey, run.
Well, he didn't start immediately running.
Hey, stay in the car. Stay in the car.
Yeah. He didn't immediately start to run. He just started to mosey. And then, yes, police then wound up catching up with him pretty quickly afterwards. He has been driving on a suspended license. He's been in trouble before.
Attempting to leave the scene is going to also clue them into...
Yep.
There are some other things to look into with this one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you mean he didn't want to just answer our questions?
Yeah.
He's going to get up and leave? That's probably a clue that there's more wrong. So, yeah, set at the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to put the car in park and switching seats, then you're doing okay. I remember my...
And whatever you did led up to that, too.
Yeah. I remember my one of my managers a long time ago when I was a... newspaper delivery person.
Oh.
I was a paper boy back in the day. Like something happened to a customer's paper and they wanted a replacement because that's what we would do. And so the manager came and re-delivered a paper to a person on my route, didn't put the car in park, and it drove through their garage.
Wow, that's a double whammy. First, you destroyed my paper. Second, you destroyed my garage.
Now, to be fair, I don't believe it was my fault that their paper was destroyed. I want to say maybe it was raining and it, well, maybe it was my fault because I didn't put the paper in a proper spot or whatever. But anyways,
or put it in the bag, the protective bag.
But yeah, the manager re-delivered a paper, didn't put the car in park, and it drove through their garage.
Did they cancel their subscription after that?
No.
Oh, that's great.
They didn't.
Didn't even lose them as a customer with all that.
Sure didn't.
That's great.
So there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. If I play this for you.
What am I looking at?
Do you know what I'm referring to?
No, I don't.
Okay, if I say the word Jimothy, do you know what I'm referring to?
No, but he sounds fun.
Jimothy is the internet's newest animal that is making the rounds.
Okay.
Jimothy is a raccoon.
Got it.
That looks a little like an orb or a some sort of alien animal because it has something called short spine syndrome, and it's not a normal sized raccoon. It's an adult raccoon that just looks like a big fluff ball.
This was my first time seeing Jimothy, and I initially thought that he was a cat.
Yeah, that's Kiana. She's the one who filmed Jimothy in her neighborhood running around.
Is she the first to spot Jimothy and name him Jimothy?
I realized he definitely wasn't a cat. We literally just saw him and was like, he looks like a Jimothy.
Yeah, he looks like a Jimothy.
She did name him.
Yeah, she did. So she posted the video. It went viral. And the local residents were kind of embracing Jimothy as kind of a local celebrity. And then
he is odd looking.
Yes, he is. It looks like some sort of alien animal.
It does.
But since that video has gone viral, there have been so many different spottings of Jimothy out of doorbell cameras and things like that. And Jimothy just going up on people's porches.
Are his back legs unusually long, too?
I don't know.
Are they normally that long? It's just emphasized with his short spine.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got this spinal deformity, and it causes...
His legs look longer.
Yeah, and it makes this raccoon, which, you know, raccoons are normally pretty large animals.
Right.
Compact.
Yes.
It takes the entire midsection
like
out.
With four legs.
Yeah, yeah. And you think back, all right, what were some of the other viral animals this year? Punch the Monkey is the only one that comes to mind. The monkey that befriended this pet.
Yes, a stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal, right. But Jimothy, I started seeing, you know, my this is out of Seattle, and I have my family, half of my family is in like Seattle, Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And I started seeing them like post all these like little, there were memes and there were a cartoon artwork, drawings of Jimothy.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
it has caught fire.
And I had to sit there and go, okay, I have no idea what Jimothy is. And people are like, I will defend Jimothy and blah, blah, blah. And so I had to look up Jimothy, and I'm like, oh, it's this beloved raccoon that has a short spine, and it's taking the internet by storm.
Kind of looks a little bit like a cryptid, but very cute, one person says. Almost a little supernatural, kind of like a Bigfoot or Yeti. Becomes infamous very quickly.
But yeah, it's the size of a raccoon,
yes.
But just compact.
Right. Like a little raccoon ball. Almost cartoonish.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimothy is definitely kind of funny there. And, you know, we posted his image. If you're following us on the stream at Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube, you can kind of see this little squatty raccoon known as Jimothy.
But with, again, looks like unusual long legs. They could be normal. They're just emphasized with the short body.
What am I looking at?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all wondering that, but we're so glad you named him Jimothy.
That would be terrifying to see. If you're filming something, you have no idea. You're like, okay, this is definitely an animal. I don't know what in the world
is
I'm actually looking
animal?
At. Yes, exactly. And then realizing, no, it's not a cat. It's just Jimothy.
Yes.
This beloved raccoon. So anyways, you can see it. We'll post it at Ben and Kelly Show on our stories. I don't know if you remember Jordan on 99.7 EJX. He was a listener a couple weeks ago who rolled in. He was struggling to find someone who wanted to go on a date. It was as simple just like, hey, 24 years old, just a little about me, ADD, I suffer from anxiety.
He's got
autism.
Yeah.
And
so he's had some challenges. And he's just like, but you know what? I have lots to offer, and I'm just looking for, you know, someone nice to go on a date with.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there were a lot of people who were supportive and kind of rolled in with some
good advice.
You know, advice, everything from, look, sometimes the simplest things to do are just like put yourself out there and, you know, focus on you. And a lot of people are like, hey, you're 24, buddy.
Right.
like you're 24.
Like, you know,
you just got a ton in front of you.
Take your time and maybe trust that you're the right person's going to come around at the right time.
Yeah. Waiting for the right person, better than dating one wrong person and trying to force this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Others like Sarah, who wrote in, said, hey, get off your phone, get off social media. Because that was one of the things that he had said is like, all around me, I see on social media,
people
all these
people, people.
Yeah. I was going to say my age group out, they're doing things. They're finding people, they're coupling up and, you know, Jordan was like, I just don't feel like I'm in the same spot. And, you know.
And Jordan, I spent my 20s sitting in the middle of my kitchen on my crying rug.
Yeah.
I get it.
Julie rolls in. I didn't meet my husband until I was 39.
Exactly.
Happens when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
You have plenty of time. And
we don't say that to scare you, like, oh, you're going to have to wait until you're in your 30s.
Right. But another phrase that is a phrase that's been tossed around for a long, long time. It's for good reason.
Yeah.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Sure.
Because if you're constantly comparing yourself with people you see on the internet and everything like that, you're not focused on yourself, all that stuff.
Your story is your story.
Yeah. So all that to say, we did get a response back.
There's an update.
Just a few days ago from Jordan. And so that update coming up next on 99.7 DJX. And then be thinking about when you met your significant other, who made the first move?
Okay.
All right. So be thinking about that as well on 99.7 DJX. Jordan reached out. He was struggling to find someone to go on a date with. 24, deals with a lot of stuff in his life. We gave him some suggestions. Now the update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, guess who had a date night this past Tuesday?
I'm guessing it's you.
This guy.
All right.
I'm in a much different place than I was a few weeks ago. Recently went on a date with someone I've been getting to know, and we ended up spending the evening watching a movie, talking, and just enjoying each other's company.
That's great.
We ended up cuddling. And she actually kissed me first.
Okay.
Things did escalate from there, but nothing too serious happened. It was one of the most genuine, peaceful moments I've had in a long time.
That's good.
What surprised me even more wasn't the physical affection. It was the conversation afterward.
Mm.
I asked if we were basically dating now, and instead of rushing into a relationship, she told me she really likes me, but wants to take the time to get to know me better first.
Okay.
And to my surprise, that actually brought me relief.
Good.
I've also been working on something else. My therapist has challenged me to become the best version of myself who enjoys his own company again instead of depending on another person for my happiness.
Okay.
That's been hard, but I think I'm finally starting to understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hopeful about dating, but for the first time in a long time, I don't feel like I have to force the future.
Okay.
I'm learning it's okay to let people get to know me and for me to get to know them before trying to decide whether they're the one.
Uh-huh.
That's a huge mindset shift for me, and honestly, I'm proud of that growth.
Good.
And I want to thank you and your listeners for all the support and the advice. Wish us luck. Who knows if things work out? I may even invite you guys to the wedding. LOL. In the words of Andrew the Love Doctor, whose opinion I'd really enjoy hearing, keep on loving, guys.
Wow.
Look at that.
Okay. Well, did he say how they connected? Like,
no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't know how they met up.
How they met up for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or decide to go on a date, but things turn, he's back in the game.
Wow. He's very optimistic.
Yes.
About where this is going.
But also very mature. I mean, that was the fact that he understands I have to make myself happy and I can't depend on someone else to create happiness for me.
That's true.
That's a huge, very mature way to now look at your life and understand don't force the future, because you might be trying to fit someone that isn't the right person into being your right person because you want a right person.
Yeah, you got to know yourself before you introduce yourself to someone else.
Yeah,
for sure.
And just kind of let it happen organically. It sounds like he's now relaxed a little bit more. I think it was almost like he felt a little panicky that it hadn't started happening for him yet, and he couldn't
find you can
anyone.
Even feel that
he felt left behind
in his first part of his message back to us, where he was like, "Hey, are we dating now?"
Yeah,
and she was like, "Well, we're still getting to know each other."
Yeah. And I think he's now is starting to understand that concept, and I think that's going to lay the path for more success for him in the future and just like organic happiness.
Good.
Which is great. This is all great. Jordan, we know, we see and recognize the growth, and we're so happy for you.
All right, Jordan, thank you for the update, and keep us posted on what continues to happen.
Gosh, I hope Andrew the Love Doctor heard his shout out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And how he's impacting our listeners.
We follow your journey. Hey, so think about this. When you met your significant other, who was it that made that first move?
It was me.
You.
I made the first move.
Yeah. Tell us the story again. I've heard it ad nauseum, but I forget.
I've heard it ad nauseum. Doesn't sound like a compliment.
No, it's a compliment. I've heard
remind
it.
Remind me of the story
remind
again.
Remind me of the story again. No. No, but you were there to meet someone else.
Well, I was there working. I was doing an appearance
maybe,
for work.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different story of you. I have so many different stories of you.
Gotcha. I'll remind you.
Okay, thanks. All right, that would love to hear your stories too. 502-795-1997. We'll do those coming up. When you met your significant other, who made the first move and what did they say? So, Kelly's story.
So, yeah, I was making an appearance for mm-hmm. the show mm-hmm. when I was working with my other partner before you, mm-hmm. Peter B. We had an appearance at what used to be Lucky Strike.
4th Street Live.
4th Street Live. There's a billiards place right next door called Felt. And it was the opening weekend. It was a charity kind of a situation. They were having a charity event. So Pete and I were there playing. We were playing pool. And I noticed my now husband kind of right there nearby our table. Mm-hmm. And it looked like maybe they were waiting for a table to play on. So I'm just like, okay, I must start a conversation.
You're so feeling some sort of way?
Yeah, so I just kind of go up and just think, oh, are you guys waiting for this table? What a line!
What a line!
Right?
What a line!
What a line! And so his friend knew who I was and what I was doing. He didn't. I could tell he was kind of like, maybe didn't necessarily want to go out that night, but was like being a wingman for his friend.
Right, got it.
So anyway, I started talking to both of them because I'm not going to be rude and just like zero in
on him. Oh, the story was your husband didn't think you were hitting on him.
Couldn't figure it out.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Neither one of them could figure out which one I was interested in. Like, I get she's interested, but which one of us?
Which one of us?
But I was being a little more like, I thought I was sending out flirty vibes more with my husband, but still being sweet and nice to his friend.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not going to be rude.
But see, guys take that sometimes, the politeness,
I know.
Interest.
And that was why it was confusing. Yes. But I gave him my number. He had actually invited me to go out with them to like the next place. But I was actually legitimately starting to feel really sick that night. My throat was really hurting. So I'm like, I need to go. And so he called 3 days later. Mm-hmm. And then we went out for a date. And then I didn't hear from him for a week. And I'm like, what? We had a great date.
I guess it's done.
I was crying on our first date because he was telling me this whole backstory about how he was adopted.
Yeah.
Yes. And all that, this whole story of finding his parents. At this point, he hadn't found his dad yet. He knew where he lived, but they hadn't met yet. Like, it was a crazy time for us to get to know each other. And then I thought it was great.
Right.
And then I didn't hear from him for a week. Turns out he lost his phone and all the phone numbers. So he called the phone company, got his bill, and started calling
back in
all
the day,
of it. Back
right
in the day,
there,
I had to call all the
sure.
numbers and figure out which one was mine.
That's funny. Well, it worked out.
It did.
It worked out.
It worked out.
When you met your significant other, who made the first move? Amy, she's on the phone. When you were sharing the same space with your now partner, what'd she say to you?
And she says, hold on, I'm going to take my ring off so I can flirt with you.
I'm going to take my rings off so I can flirt with you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was with somebody, too.
That is a bold strategy.
Bold move.
That is a bold strategy, yes.
Oh, Jesus. It's so terrible.
Amy, thank you for your love life, and life is an open book, and I appreciate that.
It really, you probably heard it ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum. That's fun. Some other listeners rolling in on Facebook as well. Terry met on Match.com. winked at him. He replied, we took it from there, been together ever since. That was back in 2005.
Look at that.
All right.
Laura, 37 years ago, we were both bank tellers. He shook his head since I'd never balanced my drawer most days, but he liked my personality and thought he was pretty. He needed a date for a wedding, so we went to the wedding. Now we're still together, married 35 years.
I mean, my wife and I, we worked at the same place together. It was a sub shop when I was going to college. But like, as far as first like move, I want to say it was her. She left a note on my car. So when I left work, it was there. The note was on my car. And then this is, again, sign of the times. I went home. I was living at my house, at my mom's house at the time. Went home and I was going to call her, but I couldn't because my sister was using the internet at the same time.
Dang it.
For school. And so that was the time when the internet used the phone line, so you couldn't use both at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, so.
That's annoying.
Lee said, met at a red light. My friend and his friend made plans to meet up and go out. He made the first move, then followed me home to make sure I made it safely. That was a long time ago. Wow, that's very good. Sarah said, I met my ex-husband through my ex-boyfriend's mom at karaoke.
That's a lot of exes.
That's right. I asked about him first. I talked to him first. We were together for 17 years.
Oh, all right. Stephanie, I made the first move and I screamed, I love you, to the world at the top of my lungs where everyone could hear. True story.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Those are good stories.
That's so awesome.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Oh my gosh. Met on MySpace. That is a blast from the past. Holy cow.
Wow.
Holy cow. That is crazy. All right.
Oh, Jennifer, I asked my husband on a date to Thunder over Louisville. He was new to Louisville and had his first piece of Derby pie at Kingfish. We've been married 29 years.
There you go.
They fell in love over Derby pie.
Derby pie and fireworks.
Yay!
All right, good stuff. Thank you for the story. All right, let's do a little dude knowledge, shall we? Introduce you to Michelle calling us from New Albany. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi there. Michelle's 5'7", has blondish hair, drives a Camaro, and has been married 28 years.
Wow, look
at
that.
Doing well, Michelle. I can tell.
Thank you.
All right, Michelle, dude knowledge, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions that guys typically would know, all right? See how well you do.
Okay.
Have any kids?
Yes, I have two grown kids.
Two grown kids, okay.
Yes.
Do you think you're...
I have a grandson.
Oh, wow!
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Look at that.
So, do you think you're pretty in tune with, like, things that guys know? Do you have any, like, do you think you have natural dude knowledge?
I hope so.
Okay. I was going to say, Michelle sounds like she's been around the block a few times.
Oh, well. Okay.
In a nice, polite way.
Okay. In a wise, worldly way.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
All right, Michelle, let's see how well you do. Question one. In baseball, how many strikes make up an inning-ending strikeout?
And I could use Kelly, right?
Yes.
Yes.
For one?
Yep.
Do you know this, Kelly?
I do.
Okay, I'll use Kelly then.
Okay. All right. So wait. You said inning ending strikeout? Okay, there's three strikes and you're out, but if it's an inning ending, it would be the ninth strike.
I'm going to give it to you. I was just looking for three.
Oh, okay.
I was just adding a couple words just to make it a little bit.
I was going to say, it was like how many strikes before it's a strikeout?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah. How many strikes make up an inning-ending strikeout? Three. There you go.
Okay.
That's good. Yes. But you're right. The ninth strike
would end the inning. Yes.
Next question, dude knowledge. What kind of screwdriver is shaped like a plus sign, Michelle?
A Phillips.
Yes.
Yes, you got it. Very good. All right, Michelle, what does the acronym USB stand for in computing?
Do any of us
know
that?
I'm not sure.
I don't feel like any of us. We've just always known it's a USB.
Right. It's a USB.
We know what that looks like. We know where it goes.
Yeah. Gonna have to give you a buzzer on that one. Universal Serial Bus.
Does anybody know that guy
everybody,
or girl?
Everybody.
I'm going to go ahead and say no one
knows that. You're just not paying attention.
Person.
You're just not paying attention.
What was the last time you said, oh, I need a universal bus? What is it?
Serial
Serial bus?
Does it have a universal serial? Does it have a universal serial bus?
Right
on,
now, you said you
end on
me.
It.
You didn't know what that stood for without looking it up.
Next question.
I bet. Look at his face. See, Shane didn't know either.
What is the famous catchphrase of the Terminator?
I'll be back.
Yes,
you got it.
I'll be back.
You got it. All right. Dude Knowledge, last question. What was the final score of the Spain versus Argentina World Cup final?
Oh, no.
Final score.
1-0.
You got it.
Yeah! Yep.
Spain ended up winning. You knew that, right?
Yes. Of course she did.
She's like,
of course.
Yes.
Yes,
yes I yes. knew that, of course. Wow, did a great job, Michelle. You're 80% dude today.
All right.
All right.
And we learned about some baseball.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, hang tight, Michelle. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, no worries. Of course, it's Dude Knowledge.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about that episode. I feel like I helped.
You did. You did. Pat on the back.
Yeah.
99.70JX. Yeah, so we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning on 99.70JX. Kelly K.
So we go to Arizona for this. It's hot this time of year.
Sure.
Yeah. 14-year-old Royal was riding his bike, and he's being called a hero after probably possibly saving the life of a woman with dementia.
Oh, wow.
Teresa was wandering around in the extreme heat miles from home.
Mm.
Royal understood something looked a little off and decided to stay with her, got her to some shade until she finally was able to remember her son's phone number and they called him.
I don't think there's any apartments around here, I could tell you that. Yeah, I could look it up on my phone if you want me to. I don't even know. She just looked like something was wrong, so I started talking to her. I knew it was hot. She was sweating.
Just so lucky, so fortunate that he ran across her and he cared enough to stay with her and to take care of her.
Yeah, that was her son, Jeff, talking on the phone about how thankful he was that, again, at 14, this kid understood something's off. She probably needs help, and I'm going to stick with her until I can try to at least figure out the situation. She had recently been diagnosed with dementia and wandered away after going to the grocery store. And Royal was actually wearing Google glasses.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was caught on video, their exchange. So, yeah, just an amazing kid who thankfully understood what was going on, or at least knew enough to stay with her and investigate further and possibly saved her life, because had she been wandering around too much longer out there in that heat, she might have collapsed and who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, so, that's very, very observant of him. Yep, for
sure.
You
can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Next Gen Wellness.
All right, if I play this for you, it's 99.7DJX. Does it mean anything to you?
It's not immediately ringing a bell.
What if I said it was a viral hit back in 2020?
Paint me a scene, because I'm still not there.
Carole Baskin.
Oh, is this
the Tiger King?
Tiger King.
I bring this up because Joe Exotic's name is in the news again. Not only that, he is gracing Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Well, for all of you Tiger King fans, Joe Exotic is in Kentucky.
Seriously? All you, the legions.
All you Tiger King fans
that still exist.
6 years later.
He was moved to a federal prison in Lexington.
Oh, Lexington gets him.
Congratulations.
Lexington gets him. Wow. Louisville didn't even get
this
the Tiger King.
Wild.
He received a 22-year sentence after killing five tigers back in 2017.
Yikes.
Yeah, do you remember? Like, when I saw this story, I kind of had to go back and re-educate myself on that show, because when it hit And it was absolutely
everything
insane
that anyone was talking about. Yes.
Now, that same year, he also hired two people to kill animal rights activist Carol Baskin.
Yes,
that was the prison sentence.
Yes. I mean, yes, it was the killing of the tigers. But then he tried to order a hit on Carol Baskin.
Why did he kill the tigers again?
One of whom was an undercover FBI agent.
Yeah, so he had hired an undercover FBI agent.
That is unfortunate.
He was found
guilty on multiple charges back in January of 2020, uh-huh, and is currently scheduled to be released in 2036.
You really should fully vet your killers for hire.
Yeah.
When you're hatching your plot.
I mean, like,
what in the world?
Call me naive. I wouldn't know the first place to start if I wanted to hire a hitman.
I'm not going to Google it.
I Google many things on the show.
That is not what I'm going to Google.
Do I go into Louisville Reddit and go,
nope.
Hey,
Where do you find these people?
I'm looking for someone to do a job.
Is this on Craigslist?
I mean, there's got to be some dark underbelly where you can find these people, because obviously these stories continue to come up. But yes.
But I am also a person that also knows that that will never work out well for me.
No, it won't.
Nor have I ever met anybody in my life where I felt like I needed to go to that extreme.
No, not at all. Not at all. But yeah, that.
But didn't he ran a tiger sanctuary? So yeah. Why did he kill tigers?
Yeah,
he supposedly loved them and stuff. I missed that whole part of the story, I guess.
I think he didn't have the tiger sanctuary. I want to say it was illegal.
Probably.
Or what he was doing.
Because that feels on brand.
This was all in Oklahoma. And I know that there's the tiger sanctuary and the exotic sanctuary over in southern Indiana.
Yes.
That got a lot of attention when the Tiger King came out.
Correct.
Correct.
Different kind of attention, though.
It was different kind of attention. But
okay.
But yeah, I was looking for so I was looking this up and I forgot all of these scenes from that show, The Tiger King, where it showed one of his workers get his arm bitten badly by one of those.
Yes.
And when the Tiger King himself got drug by a tiger, because again, tigers are
wild.
They're
animals.
Wild animals.
Yeah.
They're cats.
Right.
And they're going to cat.
Yes. Well, same thing with Siegfried and Roy. That whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that changed. That's another example that they are wild animals.
They're wild animals. Oh, my gosh. People are actually texting us with how to hire a hitman. Listen.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Lose his number. Lose his number.
I don't know.
Ben and Kelly asked how to hire a hitman.
That's what we take away from the segment. The segment was about the
helping
Tiger
them.
King is in Lexington. That's it. That's really. We did not mean to go down that side street. Okay.
This is Lexington going, you know what? Louisville gets the attention for way too many things. So we're going to go ahead and take Joe Exotic.
You can have that. You can have that. You can have that. Becca's like, clearly Facebook Marketplace. Rebecca!
Facebook Marketplace!
Becca, no. No.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
People are just like, post an ad. Yeah, not going to do that.
No, that's again, yeah. Let's just, first of all, we should probably... Since we're here, we should probably say a blanket statement, don't hire anyone to kill anybody, okay?
Let's do that. We're not trying to hire a hitman, but
no.
That just begged the question. I wouldn't know the first even place to start.
Right.
And so
Nor should you.
I would probably try to figure out, okay, who can I trust the most?
No, you wouldn't. You should not be going down this path. Stop talking. You're digging yourself a hole, sir.
I'm not going to, but I'm just thinking the logistics of it.
In case I wanted to, how would I do it?
I would have to ask someone, like someone who's a little bit seedy.
Who in your life you think is the seediest? Let's go ahead and name check them.
Because there's probably someone in your life where you're thinking, you know what? This person probably knows how to get a hitman.
Okay, let's just picture this. You could use yard sale signs, but instead, hitman signs.
This is so bizarre. This is so bizarre. All right. So anyways, Lexington, congrats. You've got Joe Exotic.
They're super excited, I bet.
I'm sure. But, well, Joe Exotic himself posted on Facebook, hey, new address if you want to send me stuff.
He's still allowed to post on Facebook?
I guess.
That is also wild.
All right. So, yeah.
Maybe he thinks he's going to get another documentary.
He's probably hoping for that. Yes. He needs money. Wow. He needs money. So.
Well, not for a while. He's still got free room and board for a while.
For about 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, Mike rolls into the show and asks whether what he's doing is mean and vindictive, according to his girlfriend.
He's not hiring a hitman, is he?
I mean, this is a weird setup for this.
The way you're starting
now
that.
I was going to say, this is kind of a setup to, yeah.
Okay.
Or is it, oh my gosh, teaching a lesson?
Okay, let's not go down that path.
Listen, Mike, this is completely not anything to do with...
This was unfortunate timing.
This was.
In the show. Okay. You should plan that better.
I should plan that better. Listen, I didn't know we were going to go down the hitman route when I started talking about Joe Exotic. I saw those as completely different things, but
right.
My ADHD brain
right.
took me there.
Yeah.
In a
you underestimated your ADHD brain.
I did. I underestimated it. All right. So anyways, Mike.
Sean says Ben would have to ask permission from his wife to hire a hitman.
You know, when you asked me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'd probably ask my wife.
Of course you would.
Right,
she would say, are you an idiot? No, we're not doing that.
All right. See, that's why I married her.
That's why you have her.
That's why I keep me on the straight and narrow. All right, so our listener Mike rolls into the show to ask whether what he's doing is mean and vindictive, according to his girlfriend, 9970JX, or is it teaching a lesson? It's a little bit of an, am I a jerk?
Hey, guys, am I wrong for doing this?
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend and I got in a huge argument over it.
Okay.
I get a lot of deliveries at my home.
Uh-huh.
I work from my home. I have about an 8-foot planter between my driveway and my grass right in front of the front door, goes all the way to the sidewalk.
Okay.
The delivery people like to drive past the driveway and walk up to the grass so they can toss the packages on the porch and not have to walk up 7 steps. And I'm truly sick of them walking on the grass.
Mm.
They're starting to put a path in there.
No.
I've complained to all delivery services about it. It never gets corrected. FedEx and Amazon are the worst.
Okay.
I'm expecting multiple deliveries today, so I picked 8 days worth of poop up for my 3 dogs, and I've scattered it on the path where they like to walk on the grass and not use the driveway or the steps. Is this mean and vindictive or just teaching them a little bit of a lesson?
Uh-huh.
Is it wrong or should I prove my point?
Okay, so Mike is asking, am I the jerk for taking his dog's waste and
yes.
putting it on the worn path that these delivery people are starting to wear in his
grass
so they maybe...
Kind of a passive-aggressive little message he's sending. Like, hey, don't walk here.
I don't think I'd get the message.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
I would just be in my own zone.
This guy needs to pick up his dog's poop.
Yeah, and I would literally walk to the left or right of whatever path I've been wearing into his yard and then just do the same thing. So, Mike, I don't know if what you're doing is actually going to have any sort of result, positive result.
I feel like maybe you need to create a little sign.
Yeah, I was going to say,
maybe
why?
Don't, you know,
I feel
please
like,
don't walk on the grass.
Yeah. You put up a little yard sign that just says, please use the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, exactly.
Yeah. Please use sidewalk.
I think that's more
delivery
effective.
People, please use sidewalk.
Yes, and less stinky than using your strategically placed dog poop.
Another thing I can't get over with this, 8 days worth?
It's a lot.
What, like, what are you doing?
Are you keeping it in a bucket?
But I'm saying, are you not picking up after your dog for 8 days? Or is this all part of the premeditation? Like you were premeditating this sort of thing. So you're like,
I'm going to gather enough to make a point.
So I'm going to let my dogs just have free reign over the backyard.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time,
yeah,
then I'll do it. Interesting. Yeah. So I think a sign probably best. And your girlfriend's probably, I guess, on the right path of, yeah.
That was kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, kind of a jerk move.
And not
sure.
Effective. If you're looking for change.
Yes, right.
That's probably not going to get the change you're looking for. Maybe try the sign. Please use the sidewalk. Thank you so much.
Yeah, correct.
And it doesn't have to be a mean sign.
It
just like, hey, put it right there in the area where they like to walk. Mm-hmm. So they see it.
Julie rolls in and says, what if you reward the delivery people by going up the stairs? Like have a snack or
yes.
a drink cart at the top of the stairs for the delivery driver.
We do that around the holidays, but if you have consistent deliveries, consider doing that.
I was going to say,
it sounds like
you get a lot of deliveries at your house
right.
anyways, if there are so many that they're wearing a path in your lawn.
Yes.
Interesting.
Then put the sign out, offer them snacks, give them an incentive to walk up.
Sean says, as a lawn guy myself, I do not recommend putting 8 days worth of dog feces in a small area. It would do some damage to the yard.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
All right.
Like do what I do and just leave all the little tiny little pug piles all over the yard and the lawn guy gets it in a week.
Oh. Wow.
Jeez. I'm not super regular at going and picking them all up.
So the lawn guy will just do that anyways.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
They're small enough. Little piles that, you know, lawnmower just
Yeah, I was
going to
say, your dogs are small. My dog is a medium to large dog, which produces that type of waste. Yeah. Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, yeah, you're being petty and vindictive. However,
yes.
I do approve of your method, because WTH. Listen, enjoy the thought process around it.
Sure.
But think of...
Not going to be effective, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's effective. Like, especially if I'm the delivery guy, I'm just seeing the stuff in the pathway going, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Shelby's like, put up the sign. Yeah, and I like Julie's idea of putting out snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Put the sign out, offer snacks, right. See if it changes their behavior a little bit.
All right, Mike, yes, you are the jerk.
A little bit, but we say that with love and offer an alternative suggestion.
We're going to go out, we're going to leave the radio station today. There's going to be piles on our car. They're going to be, Mike's going to be like, listen.
On the front steps. This is for Ben and Kelly.
I came to you, but I was thinking that you were going to say I wasn't a jerk.
Yes, I feel like everybody that does come to us is looking for the support.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, let us know if you incorporate some of these suggestions and if it works out better and if it saves your grass.
Yeah.
Bethany's like, wait, we're supposed to clean up our dog poop? It's nature's fertilizer. Yes.
Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
We go to Waffle House in Atlanta where Rockstar Riley is entertaining people from behind the counter.
Welcome to the Waffle where we got all of the options. 24/7, 365, low milk is popping.
Wow.
Everything else hold it, come to us, though we stay open. America's greatest.
Is he just dropping bars as people are walking in?
Yes, he's working behind the counter doing this.
Wow.
Tell me about the taste that you crave for the day. I'm going to whip it up quick as you want.
Wow. All right. All right. There you go.
So anyway, he tells People magazine he wrote the rap back in September 2025, recorded it in February of this year. And he said that after the video of that song went viral, he recorded a music video, an official music video for the song. So he's riding the wave on his Instagram,
which,
by the way, we've posted the video for you on our stories at Ben and Kelly's show.
Sure.
But his handle on Instagram is King of the Waffy.
King of the Waffy.
W-A-F-F-Y.
That is...
King of the Waffy!
That is how he's identifying.
Yes,
that is crazy.
That's
okay.
That's kind of great. He is... Listen, he can't ever quit. Right?
Yeah, I mean he's going to have to ride that wave for a while.
He does. Like if that's your Instagram handle, that's your thing, like you're working there forever, right?
Yeah.
You're at least going to work your way up to a manager. That's where you're settling in.
Mm.
He's growing some roots.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
But he said he's been doing the music thing since he was eight. And
good,
he's been
him.
Working for Waffle House. Oh, gosh. He has been working for Waffle House since he was 15, and he's 35 now.
So he's put some time.
He's put some time.
Well, obviously, Waffle House is treating him well.
And he absolutely is king of the waffy.
There he is.
That is appropriate.
Yep, that is
Call
appropriate.
Yourself the king, because that is awesome.
I like that.
That's great. You can see it again on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, and People Magazine has it too. And that's your Feel Good, brought to you by Next Gen Wellness.
Set in the bar time on 99.7 DJX is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
If you can manage to make it through the day without diving into a porta potty for your lost Mountain Dew, then you're doing okay.
Nope.
Obviously,
nope,
this
nope,
guy
nope,
really nope. likes Mountain Dew. Really likes it.
No. So we let that go.
So here's, listen to how this all unfolds. We think he was in there probably at least 8 hours.
I'm sorry, in the porta potty?
Yes.
For 8 hours?
Because Chip owns the porta potties. He works for the company that owns the porta potties, and he was there retrieving them after the event the next morning.
Why were we in one for 8 hours?
And so he gets to one, it's locked, and he kind of knocks on his like, hey, buddy, you got to get out. Didn't hear any response. Waits about 10 minutes. Comes back, it's still locked. Chip.
All of a sudden, a head popped out of the toilet, and he said, I'm in here.
Oh!
So,
did he fall in? He fell in. That's why he was in there for 8 hours.
So
it
Chip,
was an unfortunate accident.
So Chip saw, like, a police officer riding by, kind of flags him down. They like, tap on it as well. They finally open up the thing, and that's when they're hearing this guy inside. They're not seeing him. They're thinking it's a ghost. Then out pops the head.
What in the world?
Fire department came after that and tried to instruct the man to exit the toilet, and the man would not do it.
Yeah.
The man would not do it.
He couldn't do it, to be fair.
Oh.
They asked him why he went in, and he told them he was retrieving a Mountain Dew bottle that he dropped in from the night before.
Sorry. I play it through in your mind before you dive in. Are you going to put that bottle that's been in a porta potty to your mouth?
So that put him then inside of the tank for about 8 hours.
No!
All that was true.
Or do you just go buy another bottle of Mountain Dew? How much is that going to set you back? And you could have avoided this whole thing, not only spending 8 hours in a porta potty, but being talked about on the news and national shows like ours.
Chip said, in this business, you kind of expect the unexpected, working for a porta potty company.
But don't be the unexpected.
But I never thought I'd find someone inside one of our units.
Yeah.
When we opened the door and I didn't see anybody, we honestly thought we were talking to a ghost.
Okay.
Then his head popped up out of the tank like a game of whack-a-mole or Oscar the Grouch coming out of his hand.
What in the world? I have so many logistical questions I don't want to ask.
Listen.
I don't want to ask.
Listen, Kelly, and when you see the size of the porta potty, it's like a porta potty that you drop onto like a parking lot. So it doesn't have a deep, deep trench of a hole.
Which, okay, explains then why he wasn't just like treading water.
No, he wasn't treading water. He was, he got himself in there and
hours.
He couldn't figure out how to get out. But then also when they're saying, hey, and he says, I can't get out. Like, you're calling for help. You're like, help.
Yes.
I've made an egregious error.
It sounds like he was having an internal struggle. He's like, if I am discovered, I'm going to have to explain this.
Now,
but
listen.
I can't get out of this by myself.
I was going to say, there is that point in every mistake that you make where you're thinking, I can cover this up. I can fix it myself. But
no one has to know.
No one has to know. But then there comes that point where you're like, I can't do this alone.
How many hours previous to the 8 hours do you think he realized that?
10 minutes in?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I would think more like 30 seconds.
First of all, okay, all right. Let's remove ourselves from the fact that we would never.
Correct.
Because we would never.
Listen, we've even talked about this before, like Mountain Dew bottle, not even considering it. Cell phones, people have gotten in this predicament going in after cell phones. Not even doing that. RIP cell phone, I'm getting another one.
Listen.
We don't retrieve anything from a porta potty, whatever it is, unless it's maybe an heirloom ring.
Oh my
gosh. We are finding someone else to go in after.
Like if I have in my back pocket an envelope of my life's savings that I'm going to the bank to deposit or whatever,
and it falls in. Maybe it's if it's floating
even
on top,
if
and you
it
can
isn't
reach it without
floating
much
on top, I might be. Making an extra effort to retrieve that.
Are you doing it by yourself or are you getting help?
Oh, you're asking me questions.
We're getting help. We're getting help. That's the right answer.
We're not doing that
by ourselves. Unless it is reachable and it's floating on top and you can just just grab it real quick. So
anyways, these are all scenarios.
This is a cautionary tale, though. This happens way too often. We have to keep saying this. Don't go in to
porta
a porta potty
to retrieve anything.
Dive in.
All right.
No,
so there you go. That's your side of the bar story.
Okay.
If you missed anything from the show, the podcast is always a great spot to catch up on at WDJX.com, tap listen, or YouTube. We always stream the 7 o'clock hour on YouTube. You can kind of see the behind the scenes. You're not going to hear any of the music when we're not on the air, but you can see everything that happens at Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube.
It maybe becomes a fun game of trying to read our lips.
Yes.
In between songs, see what we're talking about.
Yes. I mean, we do get several people who have become regulars chime in on the stream. Some from Australia.
They're getting to know each other, too.
Some from
which
Italy.
Which is so great, because they'll log on, they'll say hi to us, but then they'll say hi to each other.
Right.
It's so
It's
cute.
Like a check-in.
Yes.
I know. And hey, if we
it's
can...
It's a little community.
If we can provide that, that's pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. Also, a little update from... Last
your video?
Friday, yes, from our little video that we had posted about, you know, it's a throwback video. It's like nine years old.
I'm being nice with the baby.
It's your husband is grocery shopping to your daughter who's what, three?
She's five.
Five.
Ava is the cashier.
Yeah.
And it's a little princess market. So anyway, it surpassed 1 million views.
Yeah.
1 million views.
Well, it was quite the roller coaster of emotion.
It was.
When we learned that, you know, she was working for 48 hours.
She said 740 hours.
740 hours.
We translate it as 48 hour shift. She's working alone.
Yeah, but.
The manager's not there. He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Don't know that backstory.
You died in lava.
Apparently, yes. Part two, we found out that I suffered a tragic death. Where I was in the hot lava, she tried to save me.
But your memory,
hand off.
Yes, your memory is a hand of yours that's probably sitting on her mantle.
Yeah, yeah. There is a third part too, where I decide to shop and try to probe more about the backstory of the mom because I'm still feeling a little
some sort of way about
it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like I need to get some more answers, and then she throws like a stepmom in there, and I'm like, what is that about? Like what?
And then do you look at your husband and go, who?
Uh-huh. Like, oh, who's this stepmom?
Oh, who's this?
Oh, stepmom, do we have one of those?
Oh, are you getting one ready right as we speak? What's going on here? Charlotte did text and says, I can't find the video you're talking about.
Oh.
We've shared it at Ben and Kelly Show on our page. You can just go there on Facebook and you can see it. But yeah, it's the original video. Over 1 million.
At
there
Kelly
you go.
K Radio.
There you go. Yeah, on Instagram, it kind of blew up. So
that is crazy. So
well
now
done.
I feel like
your content's going to have to be now?
I have a ton of material. We were just kind of going through old videos, completely forgot this even existed, and we're like, oh my gosh, we were cackling about it because it was just really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now it's like, okay. On the third one, people are rolling in saying, this is my favorite show. Keep these coming. Oh my gosh.
It's now like a sitcom.
It's a thing. Yes. So I'm like, well, and somebody the people suggested, oh, she needs to work as a waitress in a restaurant. We've got that. So I've got plenty of that, and it's great too.
That's great.
So I might have to be slow roll the memories.
I was going
to
say
keep up with the Ava Grace show because she was pretty dang entertaining.
Well,
and it's nice
you
to see
should
that others enjoy her too, and not just us.
You should be tagging her. Doesn't she have an Instagram?
Yes, I'm tagging her.
I was going to say she could get a little bit
and
of.
I'm posting with her permission.
Okay, good.
Yes, because she thought it was funny too. I'm like, all okay. Right.
Well,
because, you know, with teenagers,
yeah,
you got to ask first. See, our
I know.
Son,
my daughter,
not a fan of being featured in goofy things.
I know. My daughter has said before, she's like, don't post this on your stories. My friends follow you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but she's cool with it. And then she's even taking it as far as like, I wish we still had the toys because she's like, we
recreate
need to recreate it with us now.
Would be funny.
And dive into the manager backstory
I was going to say, it would have to be like a continuation of the story. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Or go back and say, I was in here 9 years ago and you didn't give me a receipt.
I was in here 9 years ago. And I realized you double scanned and triple scanned my peas.
Kind of incorporate all the things that the people mentioned in the comments.
That's funny.
And so I might have to go shopping for a princess cash register and a little shopping cart and redo it.
All right. Well, you can see that at Ben and Kelly Show and all the other stuff we've talked about. All right, guys, that'll do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.